Now, if I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times. Money doesn't buy you happiness. However, it sure does make being miserable a lot more fun. How is it that some people do and some people don't? Some can and some can't. Some will and others won't. Save money, that is. For some, it's an endless cycle. They get caught up in the, if I only made more money, then they get more money and it's still not enough. The problem doesn't seem to be a lack of money, but a lack of money management. You ever wonder how our grandparents made a lot less money and provided for a lot more children? They all ate 3 meals a day, had clean clothes, shoes, and for the most part, everyone turned out all right, except maybe your Uncle Pookie. That's another story. Of course, our ancestors had it a lot easier than us, right? There was no QVC or black card on the market. If you wanted to hear music in the car, everyone would sing a song. If you got lost, you'd pull out a map. Now we've got to have a 12-disc CD changer that goes in the trunk, or better yet, XM satellite. A GPS system is a must. With every new technology is a bigger price tag, and we've managed to make more millionaires and billionaires in the history of our world, all the while we're still trying to pay off our student loans from 1982. Well, Letitia is no financial expert. However, like you, I have access to a wealth of information here on the internet. Let me break it down for you. There are 113 million sites on financial planning, 9,920,000 on credit repair, 31,400,000 on saving money, 17,900,000 on investing, and 14,300,000 on creating a budget. Check these sites out, and then go back to the article on setting your goals. You've got to have a plan in order to achieve anything. Let's call it a physical, spiritual, or financial roadmap to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. You can use all the help in the world getting there, but how and if you stay there is determined by your attitudes about money and your ability to make the best choices for you and your family in the short and long term. As you probably know by now, there are many happy poor people and there are unhappy wealthy folks. You must make the money and not let the money make you. The best part of being financially fit is a lot like being physically fit. It allows you the opportunity to live a healthier and happier lifestyle, filled with unlimited possibilities. It gives you the chance to ask, what do I want to do? Instead of, what can I afford to do? I'm sure that I've told you this before. There is no one in the world that is more deserving of happiness and financial freedom than you. This is Letitia. No pain, no gain.